4.
Stuff from Forager. Hey guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Introduce yourselves from left to right here.
Oh, my name's Jimmy Thane.
Joe Wheelock.
Eric Gonzalez.
And Rachel Hart.
Very cool. You guys are here because you are playing the Summer in the City Lottery League Showcase happening at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Indeed.
We're really, really excited about it.
So let's start from the beginning because you guys actually met at the lottery league that happens.
Yeah, at the
every
draft
year.
Night. I hadn't met anybody before.
Well, walk me through. First of all, for people that don't know anything about the lottery league, how does it work? How did you guys come to know each other?
160 musicians from the city of Cleveland are chosen by people who have either participated in the lottery league or the Council of Chiefs. And
did you say cheese?
Council of Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish it would be cheese. That's delicious.
Sometimes it was cheesy, but most times it was epic. So they chose these musicians, and then on draft night, everyone is put together in a band with a few requirements. Every band gets a drummer. Every band has a place to play. and you're not allowed to have ever played with anybody ever before. So what they do is they start the first round is the drummers, and then they establish that everyone has a drummer, and after that it's just free form.
To paint a picture, it's literally ping pong balls in a hopper with, you know, names written on them and glitter and just decorations everywhere.
It's pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real spectacle of a situation.
And always a party.
And so you guys, have all of you participated in the Lottery League before, prior to this?
I have not.
This was my first time?
It was my third.
First time.
I would imagine, and Joe, you're one of my best friends in the world. We talk about everything. And I've told you, I've been honest with you, I have not gone to participate in this because, to me, I'm looking at it like, all right, I'm just super, super busy, and it's a lot of work for 10 minutes, basically, right?
Right, yeah, you have 2 months to come up with 10 minutes of original material to be played with all other bands. This year there were 39.
But with this situation, what you guys did was you took that 10-minute set and the possibility of meeting some really weird strangers to play music with, and you turned it into an awesome band right here, which is what you got right now.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, right after it happened, we all looked at each other and said, we hit the lottery because we all get along and have similar musical tastes.
The first time we all got together, really. We were talking about, like, what our goals were. And everybody had one in common, which was that we really wanted to make an album. So I feel like going into it, we were kind of like, we had this sort of idea of longevity in mind. We had our first show booked before the big show even happened, and then got asked to play on the radio pretty much blind, like just on faith, knowing us. They hadn't even heard us yet. They were like, you know, we'd like to have you come on. And it just took off from there.
And by the end of the 2 months, we actually had more material, at least mostly finished, than we needed for the show. So it was kind of a no-brainer to keep going.
So how often, the Lottery League has been going on for a bunch of years now. Do you guys have an idea how many bands have come out of Lottery League?
And stayed together
past the big show?
I think there's only three right now, right? There's Higher and Maxim, which they were Kill It With Fire when they played the Lottery League. Heavenly Queen, which used to be Queen of Hell, and us. I don't know if there's another one.
Wow.
That's okay. Still,
well, I thought there were more than that.
But that are, well, that are current,
I don't want to say that for sure because.
But that are currently well, active, I can't really think of anybody else.
Yeah. But okay. So it hasn't happened a whole lot. But you all have come from other bands as well. What bands do you come from? I mean, Joe, we know you on the show, but the rest of you, we haven't. We tried to play Bears really quickly. But how about the rest of you?
Well, I'm a composer. I do a lot of work with theater around Cleveland. So I kind of try to have a lot of diverse projects going on at the same time. I'm working on this, like, interactive puzzle room. I made this audio puzzle for this thing called The Last Day that my company, Theater Ninjas, is doing. And then also this weekend, I just played a electronic music show under my solo project, which is called A Gleam.
Okay.
Eric's also in a really cool band called Gypsy Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap. I hope they're not listening.
We've gotten to see them several times. They're really good.
Gypsy Wolf is like this dark, mythological folk band. It's a trio. It's a cello. I play cello, guitar, and banjo. Yeah, we've been on a little bit of a hiatus. We're about to get back into it.
I was in a band called the Powerhead Kids for a while. It started off as a bad joke. We took pride in not taking ourselves too seriously, and we were big Ween fans, so I can't really put a finger on a genre because we like to jump all over the place.
And then of course you come into this, and where did the style Forager come from? Was that just something you guys kind of just suddenly decided?
I think it happened pretty organically. I think we realized we could work well together, and then we have somewhat similar tastes in what we like to listen to. And
I think the first song was Geneva, wasn't it?
Right,
I think so.
It was from an idea.
Yeah, I had a couple of things banked in my phone that I took to practice, and everybody else did too. We just started, you know, working from there.
Yeah, it's throwing pieces of music at each other and seeing which one stuck together.
We still do that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about more about that in just a little bit here with Forager, but I want you all as witnesses before we get into your next song here in just a second. I'm marking this down on August 22nd, 2016. If I, Jason Myers, play in the Lottery League next year, my band will be named The Council of Cheese. I just want to put that out there. I'm marking it down, so if anybody hears this, hey, that's what's going on.
You have to make sure there isn't already a regulation, dairy regulation board that, you know, that might conflict with.
Forager playing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the Summer in the City Lottery League Showcase. It's going to be happening this Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. Let's hear another tune from Forager.
Hey, before we do that, we just wanted to say thank you to you guys for playing and supporting local music, and we brought a little treat for you.
Are you going to do this on the air?
We're doing this on the air. Tell them what this is.
You're a madman.
This is always dangerous. Joe Wheelock is handing us
something. No. We brought a goodie bag. Jimmy, say what it is.
Jason, is it safe?
That is a fig and, I believe, mandarin orange cupcake.
And it's vegan.
Completely vegan.
Yes, completely vegan.
My headphones just fell off.
Sourced locally, I'm sure.
Just really, you know, if you think about what this radio station does and what these two DJs do to support local music, I mean, everybody should really give them a big round of applause and a thanks, because there are not opportunities like this, and they're out there really working to make sure that people around here hear local music.
You guys are sweethearts. Thank you so much.
Thank you to you guys, really.
Okay,
this song is called Shipwrecked.
Thank you.
They just don't build them like they used to. It's our archaic way of getting around. Things turn and about. All our drama is playing out, gliding over the surface. Throw our cares. Thank you.
Forager live on Neo Rocks. They're playing Wednesday night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Lottery League. What is it? Lottery League showcase. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And I'm sorry, I'm just still looking at that cupcake thing. That's pretty amazing. I didn't prepare any questions after that. That was it. What other shows do you guys have coming up besides the Rock Hall this Wednesday?
We're playing at the Happy Dog on September 16th with Block of Atra. It's their double album release party. So they're releasing two albums at the same time.
Now, I was joking with you off the air that at the Lottery League, you guys played for 10 minutes. On Wednesday, you're playing for 20. So the set times keep increasing.
It's pretty fantastic, actually.
So we played a couple of shows in May and June. We played for half an hour. We have a full set.
The nice thing about it is that the situations that we've been able to play in have been working for the short amount of time that we've been a band. I mean, this is only since late February, and even then, I don't think we started practicing. No, our first practice was Valentine's Day.
Aw.
So, making us look real cool, Joe. Hey, yeah, we did that.
So, Who's alone tonight? All of us? Oh, okay. Well, I guess let's go rock
How
out.
How can we be alone when we're all together?
Last night I was jumping up and down because we saw a rainbow, so whatever, I don't care.
That's also true.
It was pretty amazing.
It was a pretty great rainbow.
Yeah, and then we had like a Halloween-like scene. We were practicing at the School of Rock in Highland Heights, and all the lights went out and started to flicker like really weird.
Yeah, it was a really bad storm that rolled through.
And then John Lennon was haunting us. We have video to prove it. I'm not even making this up.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Where do we go from there, Jason?
We assume it was John Lennon. It could have been. could have been any of the Beatles, really.
Well, completely changing gears from there. We have one recorded track from you guys.
You do.
Are you working on an album?
We have some rough mixes of demos at the moment, and we are working on an album.
Do you guys have an idea of when you think you might be releasing something?
When somebody wants to throw a lot of money at us.
Fair enough.
Wink, wink.
I don't know. I guess like we envisioned like sort of starting small with some demos and maybe doing like a tape or something and, you know, just sort of building up to that. I don't think it's something that's going to happen all that soon. Maybe a year. I don't know.
Are you going to write any songs about vegan cupcakes?
We certainly can.
On that note, how about another song from Forager? What do you think?
Yeah, this one's called Coda.
Crawling on your paws.
We were waiting to clap because I was looking at you, Joe, and you gave this face like to the band, like, okay, we're almost done. Let it resonate. So I didn't want to interrupt the resonator.
The resonator. Well, thanks.
The resonating eyebrows.
The Council of Cheese. Forager joining us in studio talking about their show this Wednesday, Summer in the City Lottery League Showcase, happening at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, what time are you guys going to be on?
I think 8:15, 8:30, something like that.
Yeah, it's the show's from 6 to 9. We're headlining it. We're so excited. The other bands on the bill are really great, too.
Yeah, there's a really good cross-section of Lottery League bands on the bill. There's literally something for everyone.
So I've got the list up in front of me. It's Perpendicular Crosstalk, Quiet Bombs, Halloween Candy, and Serlin Spur.
Yeah, it's there's definitely a lot to see, and it's going to be such a nice variety of rock. Like, we're all these bands rock. Ding.
You just made the table resonate with that fist pump there. Nice. Well, Forager, thank you guys for coming in. Where can people find out more information about you online?
Well, you can follow us on Instagram at Forager Music or on Facebook. We also have, I built us a website. It's called foragermusic.com.
You are really, really serious about this band.
Yes. We are. We're so pumped. Awesome. So pumped.
Well, the music, I gotta say, the music is great. The harmony is great. I'm personally looking forward to hearing more from you guys. So I didn't want to interrupt you. Was there Instagram, Facebook? Are you on Twitter as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We probably should tweet more than we do, but yeah, we have a Twitter.
I've never really figured out how to have a Twitter presence, but we're all here to learn. So
this is a university.
I got
so Eric's got it. Help us out. Follow us on Twitter and help me get better at tweeting. I'm sure they're good at it. I don't know.
Awesome. Forager, thank you guys.
Thank you
so
guys.
Much.
Thank
Thanks
you
for having us.
This Wednesday at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 6 to 9 p.m. Forager. We're going to hear a recorded track now from them. What's the name of this one, Eric?
Close to Nothing.
On Neo Rocks.